Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us today. We are live. It is the 17th day, Tuesday, the 17th of February, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And I'm going to open the phones up throughout this entire first hour, the second hour. Then in the third hour, we have the writer who broke the story, dealing with mass graves, FEMA camps, martial law preparations by FEMA in the Illinois, Chicago suburbs area. Very informative, former Special Forces officer who did some of the research on it and, of course, got the interview and then confirmed the interview with the county official. We're not bringing out his name. He was concerned about this that we covered last Friday and on the Sunday show. He'll be joining us again today in 2 hours. But we are going to be taking your calls on states' rights, trying to get a bigger buzz going about the states saying no to the federal takeover, the feds themselves taken over by the globalists. If you heard that historic Coast to Coast AM radio show last night, want to comment on that, we'd love to hear from you. If you want to discuss what's happening with the economy, gold is above $970 an ounce. It's up over $30 today from just yesterday. We'll be going over the economy. Stock markets worldwide plunged in early trading. We'll be tracking that as well today. And I've got tons of energy. I had a very long day yesterday. Worked from 8 a.m. until 4:30 the next day today. But I will lean somewhat on the callers today because I know later, by the third or fourth hour, I'm going to be completely shot from past experience. We will take a lot of your phone calls today. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And I'll open the phones up in the next segment. Obama's Justice Department standing by George Bush's secrecy. This being reported by Reuters and Raw Story and others. In the primary election battle between the Senators Obama and Clinton, few opportunities were spared for sniping between the campaigns. One, solid jibe from President Obama campaign manager chided Hillary for excesses in George W. Bush's secrecy. The exact quote went, "What the American people don't need is more George Bush secrecy in the White House." Uttered February, Friday, March 7, 2008. Regardless of what his manager felt the American people did or did not need, George W. Bush's secrecy is increasingly what they're getting. In a Monday report, the Associated Press notes that President Obama's Department of Justice has already sided with half a dozen Bush administration claims of secrecy over spying and interrogations. That means torture. We'll go over that. Ex-MI5 boss says government exploits terrorism fear to take people's liberties in England, and that's absolutely true. That's absolutely accurate. Because England passed the law yesterday that photographing the police is an act of terrorism punishable by giant fines and 10 years in prison. And people say, oh, don't worry, they won't harass you photographing. Folks, I know people all over England, including the Watson brothers, who webmaster and write for Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net. They have been questioned, interrogated. When I was in England, I was interrogated, videotaping outside Parliament. I mean, who wouldn't stand there and videotape Parliament? They were harassing all the tourists. So they're training you to be complete slaves. We'll get into that as well. A lot of other financial news today. Again, I'm Alex Jones, and this is the GCN Radio Network. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy-to-follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now, and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com, or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you, that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
Otto, is he going to come and check in on 9/11?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust E-Foods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up at 1 hour and 51 minutes, D.H. Williams for the Daily Newscaster. Inside source reveals FEMA and DHS preparing for mass graves and martial law outside Chicago. That is coming up, a very informative individual in the third hour today. I mentioned some of the news in the last segment we're going to be going over, but here's some of the other important information. Israel launches covert war against Iran. Israel has launched a covert war against Iran as an alternative to direct military strikes against Tehran's nuclear program. U.S. intelligence sources have revealed it is using hitmen, sabotage, front companies, and double agents to disrupt the regime's illicit weapons project, the experts say. The Telegraph reporting that the illicit weapons program exists when the U.N. has inspectors there saying it doesn't. Now, this is nothing new. Remember, 5 years ago, we began reporting that a year after that, Cy Hirsch with New Yorker magazine confirmed, and then about 2 years ago, the Bush administration, WhiteHouse.gov, put out a press release admitting that four Wahhabist groups, that's the most extreme sect of the Sunni religion, the majority, 82%, according to the Encyclopedia of the World's Population, are the Sunni Muslims. And the Wahhabists are based out of Saudi Arabia. supposedly the group Al-Qaeda comes from, four Wahhabist groups, and then another Kurd group, but four of them Wahhabist, including the number three in Al-Qaeda, launching terror attacks against dams, police stations, military installations, sabotage of factories. I mean, the list goes on and on. And Iran has laid back and taken it. Iran has gone along with it all. They have taken it. These probes to stir them up and get them to have more intense rhetoric or to launch some type of military attack into Iraq. Poking them in the nose, hitting them over the head with a baseball bat, trying to get the bull to go hog wild, to go on a rampage. And this news hasn't gotten the attention it deserves. I mean, we're supposedly fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, fighting Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And remember how George Bush got up about 2 years ago with Mohammad Karzai, the puppet dictator of Afghanistan, really the mayor of Kabul, the former Unicol executive, who's a total globalist. And they were in a press conference at the Rose Garden, and Bush said, we've got to go against Iran. There's video of this. We played it. You can pull it up. Just Google Mohammad Karzai sets Bush straight or contradicts Bush. In fact, John, will you go YouTube that? Mohammad Karzai sets Bush straight or Mohammad Karzai disagrees with Bush or something like that will come up. Going from memory 2 years ago. And Bush says, yeah, Iran is funding Al-Qaeda and funding the Taliban in Afghanistan. And Karzai just looked like he'd seen a ghost or was a deer in the headlights. And he said, like somebody jumped out and scared him. He said, Mr. President, respectfully, sir, Iran is historically against Al-Qaeda, and they're actually helping us in Afghanistan. They're actually, you know, arresting anybody on their borders that tries to come in. Because it's true, Iran is a Shiite religious dictatorship. 18% roughly of the Muslims are Shiite. They believe you have to be, you know, related to Muhammad to be an imam or whatever. The other group doesn't. But side issue, Bush and his people know, the American people don't know Al-Qaeda from Al-Shmaida. They don't have any idea. And so they got up there and said that Shiite Iran was backing their arch enemy, Saudi Arabian Wahhabist. I mean, it is utterly ridiculous. And he said, Mr. President, respectfully, Iran is actually helping us. You're mistaken. Because he knew how ridiculous that was to 1 billion, 100 million Muslims worldwide who do know. This is like saying the Dallas Cowboys are the Washington, D.C. Redskins. This is like telling a football fan on Super Bowl Sunday that the Dallas Cowboys are the Redskins or the Chargers. No, it's the Dallas Cowboys. This is like saying Santa Claus is Jesus to a Christian. I mean, Karzai was embarrassed. He was shocked. He said, no, opposite group. And then but President Bush said, no, you're wrong. They are behind Al-Qaeda. And then McCain said it about a year and a half ago in Iraq, and that was a big scandal, and the media finally had to admit it wasn't true, that Al-Qaeda was Shiites. Just absolutely insane. But to Americans, they don't know. They've done polls where Americans think that countries like Indonesia are in the Middle East because they heard they're Muslim. And Bush isn't screwing up when he says this. He knows that the White House launched Al-Qaeda attacks against Iran. He knows that they use Muslim extremists. I mean, they used them against the Serbs twice and then said the Serbs were attacking the Muslims and went in and took over. They used Muslim extremists to bring down Iran in 53. They've used Muslim extremists all over Africa to bring down nations. Israel has founded al-Qaeda groups, according to Haaretz and Jerusalem Post, to mess up peace processes and use it as a pretext to attack peaceful crowds. It's a larger scale of police in Denver last year. Denver Post, the police admit it, attacking their own police dressed up like anarchists in front of news cameras as a pretext to crack people's heads and get more funding. It's a false flag attack, bottom line. So this is outrageous. And Israel boldly is admitting that they are staging terror attacks in Iran. This is nothing new. I mean, imagine, they're publicly admitting they have hitmen, sabotage groups, front companies, and double agents to disrupt the regime's illicit weapons project, the experts say. And Israel's openly announcing this, so it'll be in Iranian TV and news. And so there is public pressure of the Iranian people to fight back. That's why the globalists have blown up several Iranian jetliners to try to get them to fight. They're always trying to set them up. They kamikazed the Iraqis against them in that 8-year war, 1.5 million Iranians conservatively, 340-something thousand dead Iraqis, nerve gas being used on both sides. Then the globalists say Saddam's bad because CIA advisors were there with the weather reports and the satellite images telling Saddam when to spray nerve gas and how to use it. I'm not saying Saddam's good using nerve gas. The point is, he was our hero. I remember my mother chopping up carrots in the mid-'80s when I was in junior high and seeing the news saying Saddam was a hero, a secular hero who had women right to vote and, you know, women in college and not wearing the veils. And I remember that. And it's on record. You can go back to the newsreels, the microfiche, and you can read where he was the big hero, given tens of billions of dollars to attack Iran. I mean, this is disgusting how ignorant the American people are. So Israel launches covert war against Iran. Israel has launched a covert war against Iran as an alternative to direct military strikes against Tehran's nuclear program, U.S. intelligence sources have revealed. The most dramatic element of the decapitation program is the planned assassination of top figures involved in Iran's top operations. The assassination of leaders. Oh, we're in your country. We're going to kill your leaders. Hardcore act of war. And then Ahmadinejad will take the bait and say, if you do that, we'll wipe your state off the map. And then the media will say, for no reason, Ahmadinejad said he'd blow them up. How dare him? We're only blowing up their dams and shooting their police chiefs. Despite fears in Israel, the U.S. and Iran is approaching the point of no return in its ability to build an atomic bomb. Israel officials are aware of the change in mood in Washington since Barack Obama took office. That's not true. Now, here's another one. Going along with the program, with a propaganda, General Petraeus, Bloomberg, Iran is helping Taliban in Afghanistan, says Petraeus. So it's the same lie that we've been hearing over and over again. Meanwhile, real al-Qaeda is attacking Iran under White House orders, continuing under Obama. Iran is helping Taliban, their archenemy. I mean, the Sunnis and Shiites hate each other more than they hate, you know, other groups. Iran is helping Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan, and General David Petraeus, a congenital liar, I would add, who is in charge of U.S. forces in Central Asian nation of Iraq. There is a willingness to provide some degree of assistance to make the life of those who are trying to help the Afghan people difficult, Petraeus told a conference today in the Qatari capital, Doha. I mean, just a total lie on its face, but the public doesn't know where Afghanistan is. Petraeus gave no details of the Iranian assistance. Well, of course they don't. Which he described as taking the place of a small level. The U.S. said its allies are watching Iran's actions in Afghanistan very, very closely. He said, adding the Persian Gulf state continues to train and equip Shiite Muslim militias in neighboring Iraq. Well, that's true. Shiite, not the Taliban, hardcore Sunni. Oh, man, the lies just never end. Your calls are straight ahead after this quick break. We'll get into all the financial news as well. We're just here covering the facts, telling it like it is, no matter where the chips may fall, folks. We're just laying our cards on the table, and if you want to listen and take action, that's your business.
Ted Anderson from Midas, February 17, 2008. Gold, $966.89. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $993.89, $496.94 for half, $248.47 for quarter. That's $993.89, $496.94, and $248.47. We all want liberty. Some give their lives for it, a price that cannot be taken for granted. We forfeit bites and pieces of our freedom for what? February 28th, Minnesota Campaign for Liberty will host Tom Woods, best-selling author of The Meltdown, Professor Butler, author of Trade on the Great Depression, and Bill Butler to cover monetary policy. This workshop will empower you to be effective at meetings and conversations. With advanced discounts, the cost is $20, a small price for liberty. Go to MNC, the number 4L.com. That's MNC4L.com. Become a part of the solution. Go to MNC4L.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
I'll ride again.
We'll ride again.
Let's talk to Steve in Florida. Steve, you are on the air.
I am a Midwest farmer.
Thank you, Alex. It's great to talk to you.
Good to have you on board.
Well, I stayed up late last night with you, and just really, really proud of you and Coast to Coast for sticking their neck out. It was a great show.
Tens of millions of people heard us lay out that the United States has been fully taken over by foreign banks.
And you went all out, and I really appreciate it. I stayed up and listened to the whole thing. And I just have a comment, a lot going on in my mind, but I'm just going to try to relay some things to you and your listeners. You know, I don't know if people are feeling you right now, but things are really, really getting nuts, and I hope they are. I look forward to March 15th in a very big way. I hope it's a huge viral, massive response, and I hope Google just can't deny putting it up in its rightful position at the top on YouTube and Google Video to show what an abomination this really is. That's my comment. I just have a quick question for you, Alex, and it's kind of off topic, but hopefully not.
There is no topic, and we're talking about all issues.
Exactly. So piece this together for me, Alex, and thank you in advance. It's just a curiosity of mine in the grand scheme, whole puzzle of things. Who is currently and was Jimmy Carter in the role of executive continuity that has apparently been going on since the bankers took over in 1913? And I think that would be a great name for a film, by the way, executive continuity, kind of showing the baton pass or the dictatorship that we're under. But if you could answer that.
Well, I appreciate your call. Richard Nixon was no angel, and he was certainly corrupt, but Henry Kissinger and others set him up to destroy him. And this has even come out in a lot of documents. Webster Tarpley's written about it, to weaken the presidency itself. They'd already killed Kennedy. They'd had their minion LBJ. But they wanted to weaken the presidency itself in the eyes of the American people. Then they brought in Jimmy Carter after Gerald Ford and others, who literally was very, very ignorant about foreign affairs and a lot of other issues, and I believe overall meant well. And he'd been a submarine captain and been on Killer One, and a nuclear physicist. Smart guy, but he was like a Woodrow Wilson they used, and they set up FEMA under that and started the true 100% dictatorship of the National Security Council through the National Security Act that they had in 47. And so that's why you've seen the baton passed right through Reagan, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and now Barack H. Obama, our illustrious president. Jesse in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, it is a pleasure to speak with you. I also listened to the historic show last night.
Well, thank you.
Real quickly, I'm first-time caller. I know we don't have to reach very far to find, for conspiracy theories, there's enough conspiracy fact to be able to call the tea kettle black. But I was just wondering if you noticed during the inauguration, we know that they always announce what they're going to do. And sometimes they do that in symbolism and doublespeak. And when Robertson delivered the inauguration oath,
they messed it up on purpose.
They messed it up on purpose. He didn't stutter or he was very purposeful, and he was so determined that he actually repeated the oath the wrong way. And I went ahead and looked up some of the words in the dictionary to see what maybe they were trying to say, and another definition for execute, which is one of the words that was misplaced in the sentence, which changes the meaning of it. To execute office of president also means to end office of president, and it may be that they were announcing that Obama will be the last president, and he will bring in the New World Order, North American Union, and end the office of the presidency.
No, I agree. He repeatedly said execute the office of the president, and then they gave the oath, quote, in secret, no media but one White House pool photographer, but it was reported that he then didn't even swear in on a Bible the next time. So this is all symbolism, very important to these people.
Yeah, one other thing. Last night also they were announcing that many of the prominent historians, meaning the ones that are accepted, were all in favor of Abraham Lincoln being...
Yeah, they said he's the number one president, and George Washington's now number two, not number one.
And I'm not surprised because that all these young kids are falling for the communist Kool-Aid either, because after all, they were educated in a socialist education program.
And they're billing Obama as the federalist, president who's going to bring in total federal control, because they know there's going to be a rebellion at the states. They've war-gamed all of this out. They're just counting on the people not resisting, and I think they've miscalculated. Good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. Mike, Frank, Jeff, Chris, many others. Long segment coming up. Financial news straight ahead. We are going right at the New World Order. You found it. The front lines of the info war as we wage war on corruption.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're here live, and it's a real pleasure to talk to so many great people, not just in the United States, but all over the four corners of this great globe as it hurtles through the deep darkness of space in the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. Are you up to the test of this one life to live? Will you control your own destiny? Or will you fall to the mind control of the New World Order? It's not the kill, folks. That's it. I mean, it's exciting to be fighting tyranny. It's exciting to live on the edge. It's exciting to not be a coward. It's thrilling to control your own mind. And that's why I love this intercourse we have every day together. We are in Congress. We are communicating. We are interfacing. And it's good to have you on board.
not behind me, but right beside me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, California to begin layoff proceedings today. And their basic pension funds are bankrupt. You thought the bankers would let you have your pension money? Of course they're going to steal it and stage this event. They're going to use your money to enslave you. After a frustrating holiday weekend that failed to yield the one vote needed to end California's budget stalemate, the state is poised to begin layoff proceedings for 20,000 government workers today. And they use this crisis to threaten everybody. Do what we say, pass all the bills we say, or no jobs. You know, pass the stimulus plan right now or there'll be a depression by next Monday. And then, oh, you passed it. Nobody had a chance to read it. Good. Now we'll sign it in 5 days. We'll take our time. In addition to the layoffs, the state also plans to halt all remaining public works projects, potentially putting thousands of construction workers out of jobs. We are dealing with a catastrophe of unbelievable proportions. Government loves crises, don't they? Bill Clinton's out today saying, pass global warming taxes or the earth will die. It's just, you will be destroyed. You will be destroyed if you don't do what we say. No, we will be enslaved if we do what they say. That's what history and the facts shows. Plus, we know these criminals' agenda. We are dealing with a catastrophe of unbelievable proportions. You know, it's called you, said Senator Alan Lowenthal, a Democrat from Long Beach and chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee. Senate leader Daryl Steinberg announced late Monday that lawmakers had failed to find a final vote in his chapter as Republicans refused to support tax increases. He called a session for Tuesday and said he would put the tax provisions of the budget proposal up for a vote even if they would not pass. Steinberg warned lawmakers to bring their toothbrushes, saying they would not leave until the vote was secured. One member, Steinberg said, one more member to put the interest of the state ahead of ideology and ahead of any concern, peripheral concern. The interest of the state, but they don't mean the state and the people. They mean the global crime syndicate that controls California. Like other states, California faces plunging tax revenue that has imperiled state services. You mean robbing and stealing and criminal activity of the state. The proposal put before lawmakers this weekend was negotiated by the person who says he wants to be a dictator like Hitler, Arnold Schwarzenegger, added that part, and the foreseeable legislative leaders and appeared to have support of the required two-thirds majority in the state assembly. And it goes on. There's another financial news report, CNBC. That was out of AP. GM sales fall before deadline. GM shares fall before deadline for survival plan. The federal government will dictate it and dictate the workers and use them as an army of political minions. I mean, I feel for the workers, but they're just being now made to be kept creatures of the feds. Shares of General Motors fell 12% Tuesday as the automaker prepared to submit a new survival plan to the U.S. officials later in the day under the terms of the $13.4 billion government bailout. GM and smaller rival Chrysler have been seeking concessions from the United Auto Workers Union and their creditors to show how they can be made viable under the $17.4 billion federal loan package approved in December. You know, I got to say, Chrysler's really putting out some great cars the last few years. Too bad they're probably going under or to become some new globalist company, but really some great cars, a side issue. Both automakers face a Tuesday deadline. Yeah, I drive a Charger. Love it. Side issue. But automakers, great value, too, for the car you get. Both automakers face a Tuesday deadline to submit plans showing how they can cut costs and pay back the loans at a time when U.S. automaker sales are at a 27-year low. GM Chief Executive Rick Wagner is expected to hold a press conference later today. In other financial news, Smithfield to restructure pork group, cut jobs. Now, folks, when the pork packing industry is laying people off, that's one of the cheapest meats, you know there's a problem. Because you wouldn't expect people to be eating less piggy when that's the cheapest meat
out there pound for pound, even cheaper than chicken. And they're laying off turkey workers, turkey farm workers are laying off, poultry workers are laying off, beef workers. I mean, folks, you know there's a problem in the economy when people aren't even eating as much grocery store pork. Smithfield Foods announced a plan Tuesday to restructure its pork group that involves cutting the number of independent operating companies in the group to 3 from 7 and closing 6 plants. The group expects to cut a net of 1,800 jobs. And again, that's a small area, but it just shows across the service industry, across core industries like food production, there's a problem. The restructuring is expected to yield cost savings of about $55 million to fiscal 2010. Smithfield said it expects a pre-tax charge of $85 million tied to non-cash asset write-downs, that means money loss, in the fiscal third quarter, which ended February 1st. It also expects a one-time pre-tax charge of about $30 million as a restructuring implementation over the next three quarters. Of course, these big companies are using the implosion of the economy to further vertically integrate meatpacking, which is now even destroying more and more of the family farms and ranches. New York factory activity hits record low. Another report about California numbers just came out record low. Factory activity in New York State fell a record low in February, with new orders and employment falling sharply as U.S. recession deepened, according to a survey on Tuesday from the Regional Central Bank. The New York Federal Reserve's Empire State Factory Index fell to -34.65, the lowest in the history of the index, which dates back to July 2001. It was down from January, already contractionary reading of -22.20. Then goes on to just say the forecast is going to drop from the current level to 36.5. Just unbelievable plunge there. And then we have this news for you. We're going to go back to your calls here in a few minutes. Gold hit 7-month high on economic woes. Gold hit a fresh 7-month high on Tuesday after weaker than expected U.S. manufacturing data fueled fears over the economic outlook, boosting investments in bullion as a safe store of value. Fears over deepening recession in Eastern Europe earlier in the session. Yeah, top economists are saying that's probably going to cause the final total crash, not just a sliding, slow let down into depression, let you down easy, but into a plunge. Fears over deepening recession in Eastern Europe earlier in the session sent the metal to record highs in a raft of currencies, including the euro, sterling, and South African rand, the Indian rupee, and the Canadian and Australian dollars. Spot gold rose 966. By the way, it's over that now. An ounce from 9.4090 in New York late Monday. Earlier, it touched a 9.7090 announced. It's firmest since July 22nd, U.S. gold futures for April delivery of the COMEX division of the New York Mercantile Exchange rose $26.90 to over $966 an ounce, having earlier touched a high of $968.40. We're seeing complete risk aversion with equity selling off and the dollar rising. So the dollar's rising and gold is plunging. Because, see, the globalists have given the world an offer they can't refuse. They say, yeah, we're printing tons of dollars. Yeah, we're destroying the economy. But you're all holding so many dollars, it's a suicide pact. So who's going to pull their heart plug first? Who's going to jump off the cliff first? Ladies and gentlemen, this is wild gyrations. Every economist we look at says gold's going to hit 2,000. I don't know if that's going to happen. I just know this. It's for inflation numbers adjusted to 1980s, the last previous high before the one we broke last year of $1,030 an ounce, is over $2,500 now. Let's bring Ted Anderson in briefly. Ted, again, I would be excited that Genesis is owned by a long-term, well-known, respected gold and silver brokerage firm. I would be excited that I've been proven right saying buy gold at $280 an ounce and now it's $970. I would be excited, but I'm not. We bemoan this every day we talk on the phone how bad this is. This is not some plus that we've been proven right. This is not some good thing. It is a silver lining in a tempest storm, the likes of which we may have never seen. But all I can say to listeners is you are out of your mind if you're still in the stock market. I know so many people that are still in their 401ks are like, well, I know it's dropped to 7,000. I know I've lost 60%+ of my value, and I know that I'm just hoping. And I'm sure after the globalists, you know, bring it down to 4,000 or 5,000, they're probably going to bring it back up. But can you survive that? Will your company even exist? A lot of them are going to go bankrupt by design. This is a total consolidation. Ted, 2 weeks ago, you were still offering gold at the 830 level when gold was up at $915 an ounce. You were passing that on. Now you bought gold at the 865, 870 level. And here you are offering gold again. That is, the gold you got is priced in $100 under what it's currently at.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Remember when I was talking about that before? I was saying, yeah, I'm selling the stuff at 830, and gold just dipped down below 900, and it was at that 870 level. And I said, I'm a buyer. I'm going to buy as much as I can to fill my safes at this level because I believe it's going to be up. Well, guess what? I'm on the right side of the market again. Surprise, surprise. I mean, here this new bailout's coming out, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 250 points. Everybody's flying to cash, and they're flying to gold. There's two things that are going up right now. U.S. Treasury notes, bonds, and bills are going up right now because people are trying to get into a cash position. And the other thing that's going up is gold is going up like crazy right now, 975. And, you know, I mean, it's just obvious the whole world is flying to liquidity. I mean, the bank stocks and all the financial stocks right now are just plummeting.
And people are running into two things. The dollar, which is being hyperinflated, that's like jumping out of the Titanic onto the deck of the Lusitania right as the German torpedo hits it. But they are running to gold, and this is definitely going to make the COMEX default, isn't it?
Well, it sure is. And you know, just yesterday I had a conversation with a customer who said that I was trying to take advantage of people, telling them that they should get out of annuities and get into gold. And what are annuities tied to but the stock market, which is down now another 250 points?
Well, that's because their stockbroker is telling them to stay in. And so, you know what? You want to tell us we're wrong, we've been right about everything, fine. I mean, we're your... I can't believe, you know, you got on air a few months ago and said that annuities aren't insured. And I got all these emails saying we're a liar. Hey, let me tell you something. Facts are facts. Your annuities are not guaranteed. They're not FDIC guaranteed. Ted, you want to explain that to them?
Yeah, sure. The insurance industry is not a banking industry. When you see that the FDIC is insuring a bank deposit now for $250,000, I'm sorry, but that does not cover your annuity. The annuity is you're relying on the insurance company to be sound in order to pay you the money. The underlying investments on variable annuities is no different than a mutual fund in the stock market. They're invested in typically blue chip stocks. Well, I'm sorry, blue chip stocks include General Motors, Chrysler Corporation.
They're down by over 65% right now.
I mean, you take the whole line of blue chip companies, they're the ones that are about ready to go bankrupt, and you're sitting on an annuity. Okay, so you have a fixed annuity. Now you're sitting with U.S. government securities, short-term notes, all this stuff is, I mean, we have bankruptcies coming all over the place, and I'm sorry, but no, your annuity is not insured. If that insurance company fails, you're lost.
Let's just talk facts. Let's just talk facts right now. We told people 6 years ago to get into gold when it was 200 and, to be technical, $68 an ounce. I keep saying 280. Now it's at 970. Now it's probably going to go up. It could even go down and then test and then go back up. It doesn't matter. At least it's an industrial metal used in the space shuttle, used in computers, used in everything. Gold and silver and platinum have intrinsic value. And let me ask you this. Gold in the last 2 years has more than doubled and given you a 50% return. Now I want to ask listeners something. Is something that's given you a 50% return in 24 months better than something that's given you a 60-plus percent loss? I mean, can we do basic mathematics here?
Well, I got to tell you right now, Alex, when I was buying in there at 870, I was also, I mean, I picked up a lot of silver down there at that $9 an ounce level, and silver right now is sitting at $14.26. And the best buy that I have, bar none, in my inventory, hands down, no questions asked, is going to be the Walking Liberty halves and the dimes. All that stuff is priced based upon when we were sitting on air and gold or silver was fluctuating between $9 and $10 an ounce. I was offering Walking Liberty halves at $8.69, and I was offering the mercury dime at $1.59 per dime, or in units of 1,000 or $100 face at $1,590. And both of those coins are at the same exact price today.
Let's explain. Silver is still back at the price you did when it was $9. It's now $14 or going up. Gold is at the $870. It's now right up at $970, $100 above. You have sovereigns, you have European francs, and you have silver. What other gold do you have today?
I also have some $20 liberties and some $10 liberties. I did some math on these francs. The francs right now are at $221. Currently in the marketplace to rebuy them for me, $240. There's the difference, $221 to $240. That's $96 an ounce less than
right,
what they're
there.
Paying for.
Stay there, Jed. I want to come back and give the number out and then go back to calls. But listen, 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. We're just going to briefly find out from Ted how long he can hold it at the price of $870 an ounce when it's now $970. Stay with us.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
We are back live, going straight to your calls with a ton of news. Got a very informative guest coming up in an hour and 5 minutes. Mike, Frank, Jim, Chris, here. We'll get to you in a moment. Ted, how long can you hold the deal at the 870 level?
Well, I'm committed to do it right through tonight. You know what's going to happen. I mean, if it acts anything like it has been, it's going to probably blow through $1,000 an ounce, or at least try to test that. And I wouldn't doubt it if it tries to test it today. It's a very aggressive market. But I do have supply, and I'm confident that I'll be able to continue to offer this deal clean through midnight, so therefore I'm committing to do that. If you call for this stuff, you just mentioned that you've heard it on the Alex Jones Show, and you want today's specials, which literally are the same prices as yesterday, even though gold's up over $31 an ounce. You know, right now, yeah, I don't think you can find a better opportunity than this.
You can't. It's insane. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, thanks for having me up.
You bet. If it gets near 1,000, we'll have you back on today to track it. Mike in Wyoming, thanks for holding, sir.
Hi, Alex. Two unrelated questions. Number one, I've got Cynthia Lummis coming to our town tomorrow for a town hall meeting. She's a freshman, just got elected. In fact, I ran against her last summer in the primary. And I'm just wondering, if it were your opportunity, what would you ask her, bearing in mind that I'll probably get one shot at her, one question, and probably no follow-up?
Well, I know that isn't it Wyoming that's on the verge of passing a law saying they're not going to follow federal gun laws?
Somebody introduced a reasonably good gun law.
I knew that's one of the ones in the states' rights rebellion. I mean, I don't particularly know this. A state rep?
Yeah, it was a state rep.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know her history or exactly what she's up to.
She was a multiple-term state rep herself, and most recently she was a state treasurer for two terms.
Okay, yeah, I don't know all the honchos of the states. In many cases, I know some of them, the big states, like California, New York, Texas, and others, but in Florida. But you're a pretty informed guy yourself, Mike, been calling for, I know, a decade. So, I mean, I'd imagine you've got the best questions. I would bring up, because of the crowds that you're talking to, the fact that the Congress itself is under martial law, according to congressmen and others, and they're being told what to do, and the states are being federalized. And what is she going to do to protect the people of the state from the banking robber barons that are coming in, and will she support the Declaration of State Sovereignty? But separate from that, Mike, what do you think about, I mean, it's one thing for us to talk about the New World Order all these years and know their plans, but to see it all unfolding, this is biblical.
Well, you know, you and I both knew, you know, saw this coming, and I didn't think it would, the pace would accelerate it as quickly as it has. Frankly, I didn't think I'd see it in my lifetime, but obviously I was wrong. Like you, I've been looking at other countries and just weighing the options, but I don't know. I can't get my wife too enthused about leaving, even though she's an immigrant herself. She's content to duke it out here in the States, so I don't know what I'm going to do. Hey, the other question I had was you've got a great memory for things like this. You've mentioned some of these bizarre occult antics that some of the world leaders like Blair and others have engaged in. Can you cite a couple of those? I hate to put you on the spot, but I want to write.
Yeah, it's been in the London Telegraph and a bunch of other publications that Tony Blair. You know, guys, Google this during the break. Tony Blair's wife engages in occult activities. Tony Blair does ritual. Stay there. I'll think about the headlines during the break and try to pull them up from memory. My computer is working.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.